Hello and welcome to Watch What Crappens, a podcast about all that crap on Bravo that we just love to talk about. This is part two of the recap. If you missed part one, go check out your podcast feed. It's right there. And without further ado, let's get right back into the recap.
So, Dorit's like, oh, fuck off. Well, I'm surprised by this because Sutton and I had turned to Quina. You're doing so well.
It's like, now I understand why Sutton really, really sought out to room with Amanda. Kyle and Amanda are thick as thieves, and Sutton is thinking, shit, am I on the wrong side? I gotta get back on their side. So she's willing to sabotage our friendship, that shit that has made leaps and boons, just to score points with Kyle. And it's really pathetic.
I think that is actually also a good theory. I think Sutton, for whatever reason, has some hard-on for Kyle. She just wants Kyle's approval. It's some psychological void that she has that she carries with her since middle school of needing to be accepted by the queen bee. And I do think some of that is true.
I do too. Yeah. And I thought it was weird that Sutton is suddenly, she's like, let's be friends, Dorit. And then she's like, yell at Dorit. She's got this whole thing in Italy where she wants to see Dorit yelled at. So Rachel's like, you know what we need? Caffeine and Gucci.
Yeah, I'd die for that. Oh my God, can you send some caffeine and Gucci to Caius in the Hamptons? I think actually at one point she does say she does get Gucci and she gets Gucci bracelets for the kids. So by the way, I have to say this may be this may be naive Ben who doesn't have kids, but if I have a 13-year-old boy, I'm not getting him a Gucci bracelet. Hell no. He's going to get a slap bracelet at most, a swatch. I don't know, but I'm not giving you a designer bracelet when you're 13 and watching you scuff it up or lose it, right? No siree.
Well, we're not rich, you know. That's how rich people are. Like, I'll just get him a little bobble, a little Gucci bobble. He deserves that. He won best moisturized in school, so he gets it. So Jennifer, Eric, and Bose, and Natalie are in a van, and Erica's like, a woman told me I look like a vomit trope. I can't even begin to tell you how that made me feel good.
Probably good, actually.
But Natalie, yeah. Tell the group what you told me about Tega.
She's like, well, Amanda was sharing with Kyle that she overheard you and Bose say something about a mask when we were on the Brit.
Masks? What are you talking about?
I said, look, there are those masks. I remember that. And I said, that one, that's a cum mask. So you come all over the mask. So you don't get COVID while you're still trying to take a load off the face.
I thought I was the sexy one. And I thought you said her name referencing a joke of some kind. No, I did not say Amanda's name in reference to a damn mask. She's like, well, we're so obsessed with Amanda. By the way, so it's all getting distorted here because it was Natalie who said, like, who would be the Pinocchio? And Bo said, Amanda. And like, Pinocchio means like, you know, the nose coming out the liar, right? But now they're talking specifically about, like, the conversation was about masks. And yes, the Pinocchio was a mask, but they're making it seem like they were having a discussion about masks and who would be the most masked person. And so I think Bose is like, I don't remember even having this conversation.
So do you think Bose is being like a literalist where it's like, well, I didn't say anything about the mask. I said something about Pinocchio. So if you say I said something about the mask, I didn't say something about the mask. Or do you think she just doesn't remember at all?
I think it's all of the above. I think she's being an accidental literalist. I think if they said, no, remember about the Pinocchio, who'd be the Pinocchio? And you said Amanda, she'd be like, oh, yes, that. But because they didn't phrase it like that. They phrased it so it's almost sound like a little bit of a different conversation. I think she sort of doesn't remember because she's thinking too literally about it in this moment. So I think she looked genuinely confused. I didn't think it was fake.
I thought
we all know she said it.
I thought she did too, but she did say it. And I'm also like, well, she's not dumb. She would remember saying that. So is she just being like, well, I didn't literally say mask. And it's such a stupid thing. Like, honestly, I cannot believe this fucking show. And now, you know, the next 6 weeks of our lives, we have to talk about this because it's going to be every reunion. It's going to be every 5 minutes on this show. We're going to have to argue about this for 6 more weeks. So anyway, we go to Kyle, Amanda, and Kathy's van, and Kyle's like, oh my God, I'm still surprised that Bose said that. Oh, shut up.
Kyle, shut up.
God, get alive. Fucking Kyle. Worst.
She might have really meant it as a joke, you know? Do you like being the butt of a joke? She's like, a butt? You mean a bottom? It's like, okay.
The butt of a joke, Kathy. Come on. Like, how would you feel, Kathy? You would not like that, Kathy. You would not like that. So Bose is like, whatever, whether or not it was said is not the issue. But she really, if she really felt a certain way about what I said, then she should have just come to me directly. But she prefers to pull Kyle in so she can deflect. And I don't play that game. And that's exactly the problem. You know, Amanda's such a wuss. Turn to me and say, hey, what the fuck? Don't go to Kyle and make it a whole episode and then try and get everybody on your side and whine and be a victim. You're a wuss. You don't belong here. Kick her off the bus.
Well, you know where she did well? Last night when we actually explained, when she actually explained the cult to us, at least we have the story as to how, when, where, how, what, who, where. And Bose is like, yeah, but we still don't know what made her want to leave. And Erica's like, well, let's ask ChatGPT. So she goes to ChatGPT.
Yeah, because only Erica would think that that was a complete story with the beginning, middle, and an end. That was not. She just said she was part of a youth group. She followed the youth group. She didn't like it. There was some unspecified, you know, pressure. And then she ran away. Well, once she said she ran away in the middle of the night. But in the beginning of the season, she said right after church, she ran to her sister's house. So I'm not sure if those maybe church was in the middle of the night. I mean, I don't know. But so Erica pulls out the ChatGPT.
Yeah. When it comes to Amanda Francis, there's no credible evidence that she was ever part of a cult. Instead, what exists are a number of criticisms and controversies. And Bo's like, oh, wow, let me look at this. Multiple posts.
I just have to say, Erica reading is so funny. It's like you really see the education system wherever Erica grew up is like failing. Because she's like,
when it comes to Amanda Francis, there is no credible evidence that she will ever, oh God, someone else read this. Jesus Christ, I already did the cum gutters bit. I'm done here. Somebody else read. I'm not paid for this.
Ahem. Ahem. I shall take over. Multiple posts accuse her of misleading conduct, content, and high pricing, and several users have raised concerns about her brand coaching style. Some feel her approaches mix Christian language with New Age manifestation in a way that's off-putting or manipulative. And Son's like, no, I don't, you know what? I don't like this business bashing stuff. I don't like this. Girl, what are you talking about?
Shut the fuck up, son.
Shut the fuck up back there. Quiet. Boo hiss. Boo. Boo.
God, I'm going to get the Pope to write you another letter. Take it away. Your new last name, you idiot.
Stefano's like, let her speak. So.
Dolton Gabbana says, let her speak.
Sutton says, you know what Erica and Bose were doing to Amanda is no different than doing a deep dive of the cult digging that Dorit did to Amanda. Only this is kind of worse. I'm like, oh, come on. Yeah, come on. Get over it. She's a grifter.
On a blog. She wrote a blog about it. It's allowed to be discussed.
Yeah, seriously. So then Erica's like, well, don't ask ChatGPT about me, honey. Might as well just call me Escobar. Or Flavana Trump.
I thought she was saying, like, they call me a fucking bleep, 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 bleep. So we go to the other van, and Amanda's like,
but jokes can be mean.
Well, why don't you just ask her about it?
Well, I guess I'm going to have to.
And back to Bo. She's like, ha, well, if she wants a fight, she can have one. I'll give it to her.
Good. It's about time. I feel like, I feel like Bo's, I would like to see her in more conflicts just because... I find her to be really funny and smart, and I just feel like she could just like destroy someone like an Amanda. So then Rachel, now in the van with Rachel and Dorit, and Rachel got her Gucci for the kids, and Dorit's like,
gee, I'm a firm believer in living life and enjoying. I work hard, and I don't know if I told you this, but I haven't had a Pringle in 16 years because PK would always eat them for me. There, I said it, finally. But also, Bose told me that Kyle was concerned that I might be manic. Could you even believe that?
Like, you're literally washing all the windows inside this van right now.
What are you talking about? They're dirty.
It's just so I can do an Instagram with my hands up against the windows doing this.
Rachel's like, but haven't you like always been late? She goes,
literally. And also, first of all, the spending. And don't talk to me about boring and spending money. You don't know what I earn, what I spend. I have 19 businesses doing things.
Girl, you don't earn any money. What are you talking about?
Beverly I'm Beach. Sure. Don't you?
Beverly Beach and the wedding dresses. What was that called? Like pearls. The pearl.
Ladies and gentlemen,
Dorit.
Now please welcome in the pearl. One's called the Blue Jay. This one over here is called that sort of brush you use to wash long glasses.
Boovily Beach.
And if I show up tonight with my four Gucci bags, she'd consider that part of my manic behavior. Maybe I'll do that.
I love when Rachel says, but aren't you always late? She says, yes, exactly. I'm always late. Like, she's like proud of it.
How is that manic? It's a regular. Okay. And Rachel goes, yeah, if someone called me manic, I can't.
I put our friendship in a box. Oh my God. Like literally a box. Is it a Gucci box? Should I send it to Caius in the Hamptons? So Rachel goes, I'm not sure your friendship is working, just so you know. And then now we go back to Villa Bibiani, and everyone arrives and they're getting dressed because they're going to be having a pool party, which means they're supposed to be getting into bikinis, which of course Dorit would have since she is the owner of a bikini business.
I don't think so.
No, she does not have.
I don't think that's still a thing, is it? Beverly Beach. Let's look it up.
Beverly Beach. Was it ever a thing in the first place? Let's be honest. So, Sutton and Amanda are in their room, and they're trying on stuff. Amanda's putting on some crazy thing. She's like, "Is this like swimsuity?" I'm Matt. And then there's like a knock on the door, and Sutton's bag arrives finally. And Amanda's like, "I manifested that you get it before dinner. Remember?" You probably manifested that every single day, and eventually it came true. Okay, this doesn't count.
I'm looking at Beverly Beach. I'm sorry, but podcast break, Beverly Beach.
Did you find anything?
471 posts, 75% off sale, beverlybeachbydorit.com. Let me see what the last post was. It's a lady in front of a slide holding a baby, and it is from 170 weeks ago. I think it's Dorit, maybe, jumping on a trampoline. Not in a swimsuit. So I'm a little confused. Okay, beverlybeachbydorit.com. Error 1000. DNS points to prohibited IP.
So, wow.
Yeah, that's
Beverly Beach. More like Beverly Beached. Yeah, like a whale.
Beverly Breached. It's backwards inside the womb.
It's time for a commercial. It's time for a Crappens commercial.
So Sutton and Amanda's room, I don't know. They're all talking about like what they're going to wear to dinner, and no one's going to wear a swimsuit. So, they start gathering at the bar, and Jennifer sees a guy and she's like, are you here to make us delicious drinks? Fabiola, is that your name? Frederico? No, Daniela, Leonardo. She's just, in one of her rooms where she just won't stop talking. Like they just show her walking through the house being like,
I love swimming pools. They're places where water goes to rest. Are these chairs? That's what people sit on. I've always approved of chairs. Are we outdoors? I love outdoors because there's not as many walls.
Everyone's just like, oh, God.
Yeah. She is bantering about every little thing. Jennifer.
She's like, I'd love to sit outside on a nice Italian night.
Bose comes out. She's the only one in a bikini. And she's like, I thought this was a pool party. And Erica's like, if I look like that, it would be.
God, no kidding, because her body is like a statue. It's like, oh my God, what a perfect body. And then she sits down even in the bikini. I'm like, oh, if I was in a bikini, I would, well, that would never happen. But if I was, I wouldn't even sit down because I'd be like, oh my God, what's happening down there? But she's like, hello, I still look perfect even sitting down in a bikini. What do you think of that?
Yeah.
Well, I can't even get in the pool. I'd have to wash my hair. And if there's chlorine, it might turn green. And then what would happen if I actually have a good time? I'd actually have to be joyful and show some personality. I'm not going to do that.
You'll never see me in a swimsuit. You might see me in a pool without my swimsuit.
And Kathy's like, no, well, I don't want to get my hair wet. And I just know. No.
Rachel, where's your bathing suit?
Are you okay? Like, I'm wearing a caftan. That's what I swim in. And by swim, I mean I sit on chairs. It's too much.
So Kyle's like, where's the pizza? I'm with Dorit. So Erica's telling us, you know, Dorit's getting on nerves. Like last night, tonight, again, always late. Fucking Dorit.
Well, they do say one of the early symptoms of mania is when you show up a little bit late to a pool party, you know? Kyle's like, I mean, by now, Dorit being late is like a joke. Like, nobody expected her to show up on time. I'm like, yeah, it's been like 7 years of it. Why are you suddenly reacting to it now? So Rachel's like, oh my God, Dorit. Like, Dorit is going in the pool. She's like wearing bikinis. She's like hot. She's like doing so much. Oh my God. She's like, no, I'm not going to go in, but everyone looks beautiful. So everyone's annoyed with her because she did show up 45 minutes late, and then pizza comes out and Amanda keeps on saying, is there a gluten-free pizza on the way? Can you let me know about the gluten-free pizza? I'm just like, gluten-free, is that coming? Any gluten-free? God, you know they must hate her. Like, gluten-free, yeah. What is that is?
Yeah, because most people in Italy are like, I don't even have to be gluten-free because I'm in Italy and they do gluten different here.
Yeah. So Amanda's like, I just really want my pizza. Where's my gluten-free? She's just like, you're whining even about that. Come on. It'll come. You're rich. Don't worry. They'll make you your gluten-free.
Oh my God. Thank you so much. Wait a minute. Is this a pile of hair?
It's gluten-free, huh? There's no gluten in here. Eat it, you stupid sputana.
So Boz is asking if everybody feels good. And Rachel's like, it was a hard person all day, but like, I'm here now. So it's all good. You know, it's like my ex and stuff, but it got sorted. So my kids are going to go to the Hamptons. You know, it made my heart hurt.
It was like hard to know that like my kids were not in the Hamptons for a weekend, but like now they're there. And I'm going to have Xander look after them.
It makes me feel better to know that my kids are now in white linen. So everything's fine.
They're wearing white linen and like black fedoras because like Xander's styling them this weekend. So Sutton's like, well, I don't know about y'all personally, but I've been hearing bits and pieces today about like not gossip, but like,
that's,
you know,
just probably like, gossip,
but like talk, you know? Not so. I was like, well, tell us about the conversation you were having. And Sutton goes, well, Cal and I picked up this morning from our conversation last night. We talked to Amanda. And Cal's like, oh, God, as if like Kyle was not the one who's been prompting everyone to confront each other tonight. And now she's like, oh, God, are we really going to have a confrontation tonight?
Yeah.
Well, you know, and with the investigatory cult thing, you know, I would have been pissed. I would have been pissed. Dorit's like, oh, by the way, little Missy. She's like, oh, really? Little Missy? Oh, okay, Missy.
And Kathy's like, by the way, Nancy Drew.
It's like, wait, Sutton, when you showed up at Kyle's house and you put your hand out to shake, I thought I want to give it a shot. Little by little, naturally and organically, we start to move forward. But then today, out of the blue, I hear that you're talking shit about me in my manic state. Well, unfortunately, if I hadn't been so busy cleaning every window in our car and also in the nearest cathedral, I would have had to say something to you much earlier. But unfortunately, my work is never quite done. Manic, manic, manic.
Well, how did I talk shit? 67 toothpicks, 67 toothpicks, 67 toothpicks. Oh, sorry.
I was like, 6'7", 6'7".
Dorit did some investigating on Amanda. That's what you said. Well, I wasn't talking shit. Well, are you suggesting I did a Google deep dive?
I didn't say Google. I said Hotbot. Isn't that a search engine that you use? So then Sutton's like, I mean, you said you Googled it last night at the table. And Kathy's like, well, you went and read the blog, you know, about the cult stuff. And Jennifer's like,
Sutton, I Googled every person in this group, and I just think it's a natural curiosity.
Well, I didn't say Google deep dive. I mean, somebody else said that. I don't even know that term, Google deep dive. What is that? Well, then why did you see it? Oh, Dorit. Well, you're implying to her, Amanda, that she should be mad at me because you would be mad at me. So now she has to be mad at me.
I just said, if it were me, I would have had a reaction. And so therefore you should have a reaction because you should be like a little version of me. And Kyle was there too. So we were both like asking Amanda, don't you feel something about this? So maybe you should be mad at Kyle. Okay. Cause remember how we were mad at Amanda for, passing the buck over to Kyle. I'm going to now pass the buck over to Kyle, but you can't be mad at me about it. Cause I've already been on the show.
Cause it's always Kyle. It's Kyle stirring the pot all the time. So Kyle's like, well, I mean, you have emotion and then you don't have emotion and then you do have emotion, but not the emotion we want.
What? I was like, yeah, there's a little bit of that too. So Sutton's saying like that. She's like, I'm just trying to do Dorit a favor by exposing the situation, bringing it up to Amanda for them to hash it out together, essentially, you know?
Like, no, you're trying to start shit. You're trying to get someone to fight with Dorit because you still don't like Dorit. Okay? Just cop to it. So Dorit to us is like, are you a total moron? Do you think I'm a total moron? I mean, do you want to get her to be more expressive? I want her to express her own thoughts, not the thoughts you're putting in her little tiny blonde head.
Oh, I didn't realize it was a little tiny blonde head. I thought it was just a giant potato chip for me to eat. Oh, wow. So Kyle is like, well, I thought that's what was bothering you, Dorit, that Amanda wasn't having a reaction. Amanda's like, I have something to say. I was like, okay, let her speak for herself. I resent the idea that being calm and centered and grounded and emotionally regulated is fake. I try to practice not giving energy. By the way, they're all rolling their eyes now around the table. I try to practice not giving energy and space to every little thing. And I do not feel safe when we're at the dinner table. Like, that would normally be a time that I choose to get vulnerable and open up more. But instead, I have felt emotionally unsafe.
Oh, God. Just fuck off. And Dorit's just crossing her eyes. She's like, oh, Jesus. Thank God I have my lifesaver here. A Coca-Cola. I can't go anywhere with that Coca-Cola. Enjoy Kook.
Dorit has learned from the Kyle Richards school of reacting to someone else's speech, because Kyle is normally the one who bulges her eyes and looks down to the right. But in this case, Dorit's like, I'm going to do it too. So Erica's like,
but there's also a way to have tough conversations there.
I mean, just like, if you want to have the conversation in the first place, but maybe you just want to go to the Hamptons.
Right, Kyle, I see you making a face over there, but you know what I'm talking about.
She's like, it's just a lot, honestly. It's just like a lot. Everybody's always coming for Amanda. And she says that she knows why Amanda doesn't feel safe opening up to this group, because she's been on the defense giving this, you know, all the time. It's poor Amanda on the defense. And so Rachel's like, yeah, but like emotionally unsafe, that can also be a trigger word. See, I can do it too.
It's like a generational thing. And like, as a member of the younger generation, I would like to say that like, sometimes we use words like safe and on fleek. It's just a little different. That's it.
Oh, please, Hina Montana.
And Rachel's like, but like age 40 is not like age 25. So like, it's different.
Yeah, but like, if you like subtract her age from my age, we're basically like 12 years old together. So like, it's fine. It's like a millennial expression. And I know that as a member of Gen Z, guys.
And Amanda says, it is.
Well, perhaps this environment is different for Amanda with friends who actually hold her accountable.
And Rachel's like, yeah, you know, like my Amanda problem is like, are you the strongest and most powerful, or are you like the weakest victim? Because you can't be both. And certainly not at the same time in the same day. When my kids were in the Hamptons.
Are you the strongest or are you the most moisturized? Just tell me.
And that is that is the thing about Amanda. She's like, I'm a strong, independent woman.
That's 100% right. I think actually Rachel nailed it. So Erica's like,
if you think that anything you've experienced the last 6 weeks in this group comes anywhere near what the other women have gone through in this group, you should get in your car and drive away. I'm like,
I mean, it's true. It's also funny. Just be like, oh, shut up. We've all been through worse. I'm going to a million court cases every single day. And you will be too soon enough with your grift.
Wait until they all blame you for having to read a 12-page article. That's something. The whole season of bullshit with these bitches.
So Amanda's like, my life looks good because it is good. And everyone just rolls her eyes. Even Sutton. Sutton has been trying to stand up for her this whole dinner. And Sutton's like, oh, God.
So Amanda, like, clearly she's like rehashing some lines from her seminar, because she's like, I have cultivated, curated, and co-created and manifested it intentionally this way. I was like, girl, you're not going to see your alliteration all the way through. Cultivated, curated, co-created, manifested? What's no, just even say canifested. Come on, you can't just like fuck up the alliteration like that. She's like, by design, on purpose, and I do so every day, and I want it to look good and feel good, and I absolutely have flaws. I don't have secrets. You know, one of my flaws is I married a guy who can't pay for shit.
That's why I do it all myself. I bought tuna last week. I bought the tuna in the house.
I'll talk about anything. And she says, yeah, I mean, I told people about Zion's death my first night of meeting, though. And, like, the women have taken time to get to know me, see me as authentic. But the ones who have not taken the time are the ones making conclusions about me that are untrue.
It's such an interesting parallel with what's going on with this show and the parentheses far superior Ladies of London, because we have sort of two things of like you have two cast members on each show talking about like, hey, I shared this very heavy thing. And so therefore, because I was so vulnerable, you should be giving me more respect. You should be like holding space. You should be halting everything. You should be saying, oh my God, you know, and you have the other women who are like, I mean, that's terrible that that happened, but like, you're just bringing it up now to kind of just like manipulate the conversation, right? And so it's kind of interesting how on two shows are happening at the same time to different degrees of entertainment.
But this one, they're like tiptoeing around how to say it, like, stop bringing up your trauma for fucking social collateral. And on the other one, she's like, you know, the Kimmy's just like, oh, shut the fuck up. Why do I have to talk about that? It's bullshit.
So good.
Yeah.
It's like, I understand your brother died, but doesn't mean we gotta be bored at a wine tasting. God bless.
Isn't it bad enough he got shot in the first place? You have to ruin my glass of wine about, I'm trying to enjoy a blanc de blanc.
Blanc de blanc. The amount of times I said blanc de blanc this week. Blanc de blanc. Okay, so Amanda is, she's like, I need to ask a clarifying question. I can't.
Oh, God.
I need to ask a clarifying question.
Like she's getting, re-questioned someone, cross-examination in a courtroom.
When we were on the bridge, Boz, you know, you saw the mask. Did you say that's Amanda?
I was like, I don't think I said that. And we see this, the thing, like, who's going to be Pinocchio? Amanda. So, and that's my point. Who's going to be Pinocchio is a little different than like who wears a mask, who is masked. So that's why I think that she's confused.
So, then Kyle's like, well, I mean, this is what you said. This is what you said. And Boz goes, why would you need to remind her of what she said? Let her say it if she remembers. I want to hear it from her, Kyle. Like, if this, is this a conversation with Good me knows. And Kyle or me and Amanda? And she goes, but like, it's because Natalie said something too, though. And Amanda's like, yeah, the truth is, I think you know you said it. Girl, what?
Well, she's saying you're a liar. That's what she's saying. Or if you'd like to hear it in Italian, she's calling you a liar.
Pinocchio simissimo.
So Boz is like, I know, and she's trying to tell me what I know, and if you have a direct question, let me know. Amanda goes,
but did you look at a mask and say that's like Amanda?
Why would I say that?
Just because you think I'm fake.
Okay, do you think I'm fake? She's like, I think you are not being clear about your life.
Because it looks and feels good. I can't have that. I'm not allowed to have a life that looks and feels good.
It's not pure, and we've all seen it. You're presenting your life like a Stepford wife or something, and it's not.
My life is beautiful. I worked and created that way. It's great.
But there are warts in it, and all I'm saying is we should hear all your warts.
It's like, but what have I not been forthcoming about?
Well, you present things as perfect, and they're probably not. It feels to me that whenever there's a situation, it's like, poor Amanda, you're kind of like Keeley's hairline. I see through it.
But what am I, poor Amanda?
Right now, in this very moment, notice how you're it's like, see how you're speaking right now? You're doing it right now.
Right now?
You're asking me why I said this thing that makes me appear as an aggressor to you.
Well, I think you're being maybe a bit hypersensitive, Amanda. And if I've come at you and accosted you, what I do see from you is you show up as very sooky. You know,
Tree, why are you vacuuming right now?
The manic goes,
Sonky. it's like this. You make faces like this. This is what you look like, Amanda.
Kathy's like, no, that's true. It's true.
Boz said her thing. I wish Boz was a little more honest with her in this, because I don't think Boz is presenting a great case here, especially since she's known all day that this is coming. I wish instead of her saying like, you don't seem honest about your life, or you seem like a victim or something like that, Tell them why you don't like her. You know it. I wish she would just say, yes, I made a joke on the bridge because she said, who's Pinocchio? And I said, you, because I feel like you're inauthentic. You come in here, you act like you're authentic, but all you do is gobbledygook, like millennial, like pop psychology TikTok speak. You don't say anything real. You use tragedy for social capital and as arguments against people, which is totally tacky. And I think your business is a fucking ripoff. I think it's crazy that you're saying you're charging like tens of thousands of dollars when you say you came from a cult and it looks like you're running a cult. Like, that's what I think. I think you're an inauthentic loser.
Yeah, I agree. It's like about this, like, oh, you're not showing us your real life, warts and all. I was like, I actually don't think that's the issue. I don't think it's like about she's not sure. I mean, she sort of actually did share like a major wart that happened in her life, you know, a tragic one. And so, like, I don't think that's the issue. It's 100% what you said. 100. I have the exact same reaction, which is like, don't say like, oh, she's not sharing her life, because the truth is none of you guys actually really want that. Like, I can't tell any single person in this group that's like, oh my God, I can't wait to find out more about Amanda's life. I think they're using that as a way so that they have some sort of like moral high ground of why they're feeling they use that to explain why they're annoyed, but they're annoyed because they pick up on Amanda. What we pick up on is that she's fake, she's a grifter, and she's just annoying. And she like you can't really even have a conversation with her without her self-promoting or like suddenly like acting like a victim in the most annoying way. But they don't want to be the ones to accuse her of that because that's so harsh. So instead they're going to drape this other lofty thing on top of it, which is like, we are annoyed with you, not because of your personality. We're annoyed because you're not sharing with us. And they're putting it back on her that way. It's like, no, you're annoyed because she's just annoying, and just own up to it and live in it.
Yeah, when they feel like you're a victim, it's like you're using all this victim language constantly. Like, we're having this discussion now, and the way you're saying it is, I'm feeling safe. Like, I'm emotionally regulated, but I feel like it's hard to have a conversation with somebody who is like a therapy chat GPT bot, you know? So I wish they would say that. I think Dorit kind of gets it the best, oddly enough, because she says, you can be flawed, imperfect, you can have a past, but just be yourself, in other words, and stop being this, you know, bullshit made up persona.
Yep. So then Jennifer's like,
I feel like you may have wasted a lot of time today being hurt over something that possibly didn't even happen.
And Kyle's like, but she was clear about what she heard on the bridge. And Natalie even agreed that, yes, that's what Bo said as a joke. And Natalie said, well, I said Bo said Amanda's name. And Kyle's like, yeah, but then, like, what was the joke part of you were referring to? Just like, Amanda, that was the joke? She was like, well, obviously, you know. So, no, I'm asking. And Sun's like, Amanda knows. This is who said it, y'all. And Natalie's like, Natalie starts to backpedal in a way that didn't really make sense to me.
Yeah, she won't say it either. She just wants to stay out of it. So Amanda's like, Natalie, you were standing right there too, and you agreed that's what Bo said. And she goes, don't pin this on me. I mean, I took it as a joke, and you should have too. And Kyle's like, but you're not saying what you said earlier. And she goes, but I didn't say. But you confirmed it before, and now you're telling a different story, which is true. I don't know what Natalie's doing. I mean, Natalie should have just said, they asked me if I heard you joking about Amanda on the bridge, and I said yes, but it was just a joke. Like, I don't know why Natalie's being a weirdo too now. They're all weird in this episode. I can't even follow why any of them are acting like this.
I don't totally see exactly how Natalie changed her story either. I just wasn't sure what was happening. And I feel like Natalie was caught off guard and didn't really know what was happening. And suddenly Kyle's like, you know, coming at her, and she's like, huh, what? And Kyle's like, what is this? Now you're scared of Bo, so you're not going to admit to what you confirmed earlier. And Natalie's like, I'm not playing this game of tag with you. I've watched this for weeks now. And Kyle's like, you said something different earlier. You realize we all see this, right? And Dorit's like, my God, you just cannot help it. She's like, you're lying. Now he's like, what? Huh? I'm sexy. I'm just waiting for a way to talk about the fact that I got a happy ending once. Come on.
Oh, you know what doesn't lie? The cameras. Oh. She does her like cross-eyed like head bobble thing. And so Dorit just gets up. and leaves.
And it's like, honestly, it seems like Coyle has lost all ability to be objective. She's fiercely protecting Amunda with the hopes that Amunda will eventually fall in line and be a soldier. And then Amunda can say to me all the things that Kyle really wants to say, but apparently doesn't have the goods to say. And I know what's happening and I cannot watch it anymore. I'm going to bed.
Like, Tariq, you've been here 5 minutes. You were already 3 hours late. Sit your ass down.
Commercials. Here comes one right now.
So she leaves. Then Natalie's like, that was really harsh to say that I lied.
Well, you did.
Even though I wasn't there. I mean, I was there, but I wasn't. But I was. And I was like, I didn't lie. She's like, yeah, you did. So Erica's like,
oh, Natalie, you called me a liar. You did not like that. Just please stop.
So I'm like, but they all say that. It's not just Natalie. So Rachel's
Natalie
like,
was a lip in this, though. She should have just said, I did say I hear it. And I also said it was a joke. But instead, she's like, uh-uh.
I know. I didn't know.
Although she did have a line in there where she said, I said it was a joke, but she won't say.
That's what I'm saying.
But she won't say what it was that she heard that was a joke, because it's going to contradict. It's going to contradict Bose, and she likes Bose, and Kyle's been an asshole. And she even says, like, I've seen you doing this for weeks, where Kyle will start a fight. She gets everybody fighting, and then she brings the fight forward, and then she's directing everything and directing them what to say. So I did like that Natalie pointed this out when she's like, I'm not playing your game of tag. I've seen you do this for weeks. But at the same time, you are it. And so you've got to just say, this is what I heard, and I said it was a joke. Like, why? It's so Beverly Hills to just be like, let's not ever say what we really said and just keep going around in circles for 20
years. Seriously. So Rachel's like, Kyle looks like she's going to implode. She's like Zand in the Hamptons without his fedora. Kyle's like, well, it's frustrating because, like, Natalie is like, I just met you and you just fucking lied. And that's just, like, weird to me. So Natalie's like, how am I lying? And Amanda's like, because now you're saying all that happened was that my name was said. But in the street, you said it was about the mask. I'm sorry. Like, if Natalie's story changed, whatever. I just feel like this is so stupid.
This,
like,
would have happened if Amanda had the balls to just turn around and ask Bose what she said right then and there. But instead, she's had to make it this whole production, and no one else wants to play with it. And I like that everyone else is like, you know what? Even if we know we're wrong, we're not going to give you this because Kyle and Amanda, you both suck. So have fun floundering. So they're just all watching them. And you see Kyle physically getting like, she's getting so upset. And everyone else is just staying calm and looking at them like they're fucking crazy.
Yeah. And Bose is like, look, if you have something to say, just go to the person and say it. And Amanda's like, oh, I remember Bose saying that I can't control how other people behave in a friendship. And she's telling me right now how to act. Aren't you more mature than this, Bose? I'm like, I think, like, I get the logic of what you're saying, but I think what the sentiment is that you can't control if people are offended or not offended. Like, you can't control people's emotional reactions. She's not saying, like, you can't control if someone decides to go and gossip to other people first before they come and confront you. She's saying, if you want to, like, succeed in your interactions, just come to me first. She's not trying to control you. She's giving you a strategy for how to grow and to improve interaction.
Yeah, Amanda, she talks like her bots online talk. You know, there's been a lot of Reddit speculation on whether she's hiring bots to go fight for her online, because they're from these accounts that seem like they're bots, like they're bought and paid for bots, because they were answering things like, okay, we're hiring people to social media people to go on and, you know, basically give their opinions or whatever for pay. And these people are responding, okay, I want in. And then suddenly they're showing up and they're fighting for Amanda, and all of the arguments are the same. And they started posting all these threads that are like, well, Bose has a workshop where the first thing she says, this is how to do something. Then the second thing she says, this is how to do this in business. And the third one is how to do this in business. But the fourth one is, well, this workshop will teach you how to take all the lessons from the first three workshops and manifest them into your life. So she's using the word manifest. Isn't she a hypocrite? Because of how she's treating Amanda. It's like, no, because she's using manifest in a way that's like, I've taught you things. Now I'm going to tell you how to bring these things, you know, how to make these work in your real life. But they're always missing the point. And they're like, but wait, isn't Bose doing the same thing that Amanda is doing? And it's just, I'm only pointing that out because it's been happening all week where there's like these attack Bose posts that are clearly by bots, because everybody's like, oh, shut up, bot. You know, like everybody knows at this point. But it's funny because the same language and the same tone they're using is exactly Amanda right now. Like,
but wait, Bose told me this thing, but now she's doing it too. Aren't you more mature than this, Bose?
I'm like, girl, we can see you. You're not even a good, you talk like a robot and you're not even a good online bot.
Yeah, seriously. So Kathy had decided that this is boring now. I mean, it was boring the whole time, to be honest. And she just is like, let me just say something generic that will just end this. So she goes, sometimes we go through things and we get to an even better place. Am I right? I'm like, that has nothing to do with anything. But now they're just sitting there quietly and Amanda's just like eating her pizza. Jennifer's like, thank you, Buddha, Kathy. So Kyle's like, where did Dorico? Where did Dorico? She's manic. Someone bit. Look after her. Did she fall in the pool? Is she doing opera in the theater? Oh, my God. Be careful, everyone.
Who knows what she is? I don't know what she's doing. I just know the world is waiting for that bitch.
And Amanda's like, so that it bothers you that she comes late and leaves early?
Yes, it does bother me. We all stop agreeing. Now stop lying. Just stop lying.
So,
guys, I checked the Hamptons. I called every single store in the Hamptons. Dorit isn't there, but guess what? She's in a room.
So she's being a drama queen. And Kyle's like, oh, God, you know, if Bose were honest, she'd say that that's rude. But I mean, it's giving Irish goodbye, but we're in Italy. So Bose is like, well, a lot's been said tonight, a lot to reflect on. I think it's time to wrap up and go to sleep. So Jennifer goes to the chapel and she's like,
dear Lord, please help us stop fighting. Chomp.
Dorit is now sitting with Rachel and Bose, and Dorit's like,
gee, I felt like I was in the Twilight Zone. Whatever Kyle was doing, felt like she was trying to defend something that didn't need defending.
And Bo's like, well, I think that Amanda is very cunning. I could see it when she was deflecting. She has to make herself a victim in every situation so she then doesn't have to take accountability.
So in the other room, Amanda's like,
Kyle, thank you for making points that I couldn't make.
I'm just like really sorry that you experienced that today. It was definitely not on fleek.
Well, I think on the whole, I'm making progress with the group, with letting them get to know me and hear me in my heart.
Amanda's not clear or honest about her life.
Yeah, like, who's behind the fucking curtain?
Russ? That's you.
Like them.
No, that's my outfit. No, it's just my outfit. I mean, like, figuratively.
Well, she's selling a mindset that she wants to impart and recruit others into. And look, this is going to be a very controversial thing to say. Are you ready? She's built a cult. There, I said it.
Bravo!
She walked away from one and she built another. I can't.
Dun,
I can't.
Dun, dun.
So finally someone has said it.
And now we've said it. And now we've said it. Well, what will happen? What will happen now that Amanda's been accused of being a cult leader herself? Well, we'll find out. In the meantime, thank you all for being here and joining us for this. Somehow, we wound up talking a lot more about this episode than there was actually content in it, which is crazy, but that's just what we do at Crappins. A big exciting episode we'll do in 30 minutes and a boring ass episode we do in two episodes worth. So thanks for being here and we will catch you on the next episode of Watch What Crappins. Bye everyone.
Good boy.
Watch What Crappins would like to thank its premium sponsors.
Ain't no thing like Allison King.
Our way is the Amber way.
It's the Foster and the Furious. It's Amanda Foster. It's Always Automatic with Ashley Otto. Put your hands together for Carly Clapp.
Get on the right foot with Chrissy Offutt.
She's not just a Sheila, she's a Daniela. Etchels.
We never miss her call, it's Diane Call.
Sunday in the Park with Dylan Clark.
Big yay, it's Emily Gauthier.
Aaron McNicholas, she don't miss no trickolas.
Hava Nagila Weber.
You'll never hide from Heidi Eleanor Jones.
I go, you go, we all go for Hugo.
Jamie, she has no last namey.
Sipped some scotch with Jessica Trotch.
She's not a McBee, she's a McBride. Jess McBride.
She's our favorite streamer, Caroline Peacock.
Kristen the Piston Anderson.
Get a bee in your bonnet with Lacey B.
K Sarah Sarah, whatever will be, will Lauren Silsby.
She gets an A from us, it's Lindsay D.
Let's give a kisserino to Lisa Lino.
Fresh as a daisy, it's Maisie McHenry.
Aren't you glad it's Marianne Arns?
Megan Berg. You can't have a burger without the Berg.
This is Living with Michelle Vivian.
I love a ya, Olivia Williamson.
She sure is swell. It's Raquel.
Yes, we canna. It's Savannah.
Cast a spell with Shannon Spellman.
Let's share with Sharon Eldridge.
Darn Skippy, it's Tippy.
And our super premium sponsors.
She's VVIP, it's Amanda V.
Can I have a Kavanaugh? It's Anna Kavanaugh.
Somebody get us 10 cc's of Betsy MD.
We're taking the gold with Brenda Silva.
Let's get real with Caitlin O'Neill.
Put us on a stretcher, it's Charlotte Fletcher. Hogle your horses, it's Christine Hogle.
Don't get salty with Christine Pepper. Can't have a meal without the Emily Sides.
Who, what, why, where, and Gwen Pentland.
Nobody holds a candle to Jamie Kendall.
We got our wish, it's Jen Plish.
My favorite Murdo, Karen McMurdo.
She's a total knockout, it's Katie Manock.
Let's get savage with Laura Wildman.
In the study with a candlestick, it's Leslie Peacock.
We're ride or die for Lisa Ryder Barron.
She's a whiz, it's Liz Sarthy.
Always killing it, it's Lola Alkalani.
Roger that, it's Marlis Rogers.
The incredible edible Matthews sisters.
She eases our woes, it's Melissa St. Rose.
There's a chance of meatballs, it's Rebecca Cloud.
She's our princess, it's Rebecca Prince.
Maximum love for Sandy Maximoska.
She's the queen bee, it's Sarah Lemke.
We cannot tell a lie, it's Sarah Telefson.
Shannon, out of a cannon, Anthony.
Please don't stop, it's Soli and Pop.
Let's take off with Tamla Plain.
Strike a pose, it's Tori Rose.
She ain't no shrinking Violet Kuchar. We love you guys.